Welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at newsramp.com. It's Friday evening, August 22nd, 2025, and we have a lineup of business and corporate headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline. Zuby Neighborhood Superheroes to exhibit at 2025 San Antonio Home Show. Zuby Neighborhood Superheroes Inker will be showcasing their reliable, flat-rate home solutions at the San Antonio Home Show on August 23rd and 24, 2025 at the Freeman Coliseum Expo Hall A. Attendees can meet Elmer Zubiat and his Neighborhood Superheroes in person, who offer home repairs without hourly billing or contractor drama. Zuby's customer-first approach focuses on honesty, integrity, and providing hassle-free services. CEO Elmer Zubiat emphasizes the importance of connecting with San Antonio homeowners and showcasing a superhero team that treats homes with care. The home show aims to inspire and motivate attendees with ideas for home improvement projects, and Zuby invites visitors to stop by their exhibit to learn about exclusive show specials and get expert advice.
Veteran duo introduces D1 training to Coeur d'Alene with brand new location. D1 Training, a fitness concept focusing on athletic-based training, has opened a new location in Coeur d'Alene at 8632 N Government Way. Co-owned by local entrepreneurs Richard Smith and Kyle Parkinson, the facility offers sports science-backed training led by certified trainers for all ages. The goal is to help individuals achieve their fitness goals. The facility features state-of-the-art equipment and a team of elite trainers, including general manager Jake McNitt, and strength coach JJ Joku. D1 Training offers age-based programs and various training options, aiming to help athletes of all levels. With over 100 locations nationwide, D1 Training is seeking franchisees who are passionate about fitness and youth sports. For more information, visit their website or call 208-213-8805.
Q&A with Tyrone Thomas Jr., owner of PuroClean of Claremont. Tyrone Thomas Jr., owner of PuroClean of Claremont, has built a successful business rooted in integrity and excellence. With three thriving locations in Southern California, Tyrone's commitment to rapid response, expert training, and compassionate care has earned him recognition as a brand ambassador and a two-time President's Circle honoree. Joining PuroClean in 2021, Tyrone's entrepreneurial journey has been challenging yet rewarding, driven by a vision of impact. His involvement in the Network Leadership Council reflects his belief in collaboration and shaping the future of the network. By leading with excellence, fostering team culture, and staying engaged, Tyrone continues to make a difference within PuroClean, strengthening the brand and restoring peace of mind for customers every day.
Retired Army veterans and West Point grads debut new D1 training in Jollyville. D1 Training, a fitness concept utilizing athletic-based training, opened in Jollyville on June 2nd. Retired Army veterans and West Point grads, Shanae and Sandra Jackson, bring leadership and passion to the facility. The couple, with backgrounds in data science and tech, aim to help athletes of all ages reach their fitness goals. D1 Training offers age-based programs and personalized coaching. With over 100 locations nationwide, D1 is seeking business builders and athletes to join their mission. Learn more at d1training.com/Jollyville or call 512-883-0029.
Jefferson Lab seeks voluntary resignations, plans 7% workforce reduction. The Thomas Jefferson National Accelerator facility is looking to reduce its workforce by 7% through voluntary resignations, aiming to cut approximately 65 positions. Employees who opt to leave can receive severance payments of up to $50,000 based on performance and tenure. The deadline to apply is August 26, with an 8-day window for reconsideration. The lab will assess employees' skills and the impact of their departure before approving any separations. If the target is not met, layoffs may occur by January. Director Jens Dilling stated that the restructuring is not due to federal budget cuts, but to enhance capabilities. Jefferson Lab, a leading nuclear physics research center in Newport News, plays a vital role in advancing particle accelerator technology. Q2 RV shipments to Canada down 14.7% as trade headwinds persist. CRVA calls for tariff-free, reciprocal North American RV trade. The Canadian Recreational Vehicle Association reports a 14.7% decrease in RV wholesale shipments to Canada in the second quarter of 2025, citing trade headwinds. Despite this, year-to-date shipments are up 3.2%. The CRVA calls for tariff-free, reciprocal trade across North America to support the RV industry. RVing is a significant contributor to Canada's economy, generating $16.1 billion in GDP and employing 141,000 Canadians. With over 2.1 million Canadian households owning an RV, the industry plays a vital role in supporting tourism, campgrounds, and local economies nationwide.
Once Upon a Child brings sustainable kids resale to Paducah. Once Upon a Child recently opened its location in Paducah, offering sustainable kids resale options for local families. The store buys and sells gently used children's clothing, toys, accessories, and equipment, providing a budget-friendly and eco-conscious shopping experience. Owned by David and Amberly Craig, the store aims to fill the need for affordable children's clothing options in the area. Unlike consignment stores, Once Upon a Child pays on the spot for items and ensures all products meet safety standards. For more information or store hours, contact Once Upon a Child Paducah at 270-290-1891. Learn more about the brand's sustainable mission at onceuponachild.com. The role of janitorial services in enhancing workplace morale in St. Paul. In St. Paul, Minnesota, janitorial services play a crucial role in creating a clean and well-maintained workplace that enhances productivity and boosts employee morale. Professional janitorial services ensure that offices are organized and hygienic, reducing distractions and promoting productivity. A clean workplace also creates a positive first impression for clients, reflecting professionalism and attention to detail. Additionally, maintaining a healthy work environment through regular cleaning reduces sick days and promotes employee well-being. By investing in janitorial services like EMD cleaning, businesses in St. Paul can enhance workplace morale, comfort, and overall work culture.
Tech media breaks. AST Space Mobile Inc. NASDAQ closes $575 million convertible senior notes offering. AST Space Mobile Inc. AS recently closed a $575 million convertible senior notes offering, bringing their total cash resources to over $1.5 billion. The notes have a 7-year maturity and an effective conversion per $120.12 per share. Additionally, the company announced a registered direct offering of about 5.8 million shares to repurchase $135 million of its outstanding 4.25% convertible senior notes. Roth Capital Partners served as co-manager for the offering. AST Space Mobile is focused on building a global cellular broadband network in space to connect billions of unconnected individuals. For more information, visit as-science.com.
Lafayette Square USA secures $65 million through investment-grade senior notes private placement. Lafayette Square has secured $65 million through a private placement of senior notes with a 7.0% fixed interest rate per annum. The notes will mature on August 19, 2030, unless redeemed earlier. Goldman Sachs led the placement with Raymond James and Keefe, Bruyette and Woods as co-placement agents. Morningstar DBRS recently awarded Lafayette Square a long-term issuer rating of BBB, low, with a stable trend, citing strong performance and a conservative leverage profile. CEO Damian Dwin highlighted institutional investor interest in working-class investments. Lafayette Square aims to support 100,000 jobs and invest in working-class places by 2030. Global Wealth Management recognized again as one of South Florida's fastest-growing companies. Global Wealth Management, a South Florida-based retirement planning and wealth management firm, has been named one of the fastest-growing companies in South Florida by the South Florida Business Journal for the second consecutive year. The firm's growth reflects the trust clients place in them and their dedication to supporting clients through every stage of retirement. GWM serves retirees and pre-retirees through 5 office locations, focusing on delivering customized strategies and building lasting relationships. The 2025 Fastest Growing Companies Awards program recognized GWM for its revenue growth over the past 3 years, highlighting the team's hard work and commitment to client confidence. For more information, visit the company's website. Zuby launches the best residential paint warranty in Texas. Zuby Neighborhood Superheroes, Inc. in San Antonio now offers the most comprehensive residential paint warranty in Texas, with a 5-year guarantee covering labor and materials. Unlike typical 1-3-year warranty, Zuby's warranty includes complete coverage for peeling, blistering, or chipping. CEO Elmer Zubiate emphasizes Zuby's commitment to quality, using scientific measurements and premium paints for lasting results. Their flat rate model includes labor and materials in one price, with no hidden fees. Zuby also provides a range of home improvement services, all backed by warranties that outperform the competition. For more information, visit Zuby's website or call 855-339-6629.
Investor News Breaks, 51 Labs, Inc., OTY, partners with Varx at Stanford on AI-driven pandemic preparedness. 51 Labs, Inc. Y has partnered with Varx at Stanford to enhance pandemic preparedness through their Be Ready initiative. The collaboration will utilize 51's AI platform to develop antiviral therapies from existing drugs, providing rapid response treatments for emerging viral threats. By leveraging AI-driven projects inspired by past pandemics like COVID-19 and the 1918 influenza, the alliance aims to strengthen global health security and reduce future mortality risks. 51 AI Labs is revolutionizing drug discovery by repurposing safe compounds to create smarter therapies that benefit patients, partners, and investors. For more information, visit 51labs.com.
Vertisoft ranks number 2,086 on the 2025 Inc. 5,000 list of America's fastest-growing private companies. Vertisoft has been ranked number 2,086 on the 2025 Inc. 5,000 list of America's fastest-growing private companies. This prestigious ranking showcases the most successful independent businesses in the economy. Hannah Hsu, CFO of Vertisoft, expressed gratitude for the recognition, highlighting their consistent execution and mission strength. Despite economic challenges, Vertisoft achieved over 200% growth in the past 3 years, emphasizing their commitment to innovative software solutions for government sectors. The company's dedication to public sector transformation and strategic collaboration has solidified its position as a trusted partner in driving software innovation. As they celebrate this achievement, Vertisoft remains focused on expanding their impact and empowering government agencies to tackle future challenges with confidence.
Q&A with Wayne Gioioso, President, and Lily Gioioso Folco, Director of Leasing at Mid-Atlantic Properties. Wayne R. Gioioso Jr. founded Mid-Atlantic Properties in 1987, boasting a diverse portfolio including office, retail, multifamily, and co-working space. Over his 40-year career, Wayne has received numerous awards and honors. His daughter, Lily Gioioso Folco, serves as the Director of Leasing, overseeing all leasing aspects and maintaining online presence. Mid-Atlantic Properties focuses on value-add properties and prioritizes tenant satisfaction. The company's in-house operations allow for flexibility and quick deal-making. Recent deals include Libs Grill at Court Towers and Rifkin Weiner Livingston at 502 Washington Avenue. Their unique approach emphasizes speed, flexibility, and tenant satisfaction, setting them apart from competitors. Capriotti's Sandwich Shop opens in Marlton on August 26th. Capriotti's Sandwich Shop, known for its award-winning sandwiches, is celebrating the grand opening of its Marlton location on August 26th. Local entrepreneurs Jimit Daria and Irvi Jatania, originally from India, are the franchise owners bringing their passion for handcrafted sandwiches to the community. Offering a variety of sandwiches like the Babi and Capistrami, Capriati's in Marlton also provides convenient ordering options and catering services. Residents can join the Capriati's Rewards Program for free food and learn more about franchise opportunities at ownacapriati's.com. With over 175 locations nationwide, Capriati's continues its tradition of slow roasting all-natural turkeys daily. For more information, visit capriati's.com or call 856-334-8143.
Tech Media Breaks, SafePro Group Inc., NASDAQ's SPAI, closes $8 million private placement with strategic backing from Ondas Holdings and Unusual Machines. SafePro Group Inc., a developer of AI-powered defense and security solutions, has closed an $8 million private placement with strategic investors, including Ondas Holdings Inc. and Unusual Machines Inc. The placement included 2 million shares of common stock at $4 per share and warrants to purchase 2 million shares at $6 per share. The proceeds will support commercialization of SafePro's patented AI technologies and general working capital. Northland Capital Markets and Dawson James Securities, Inc. served as financial advisors. SafePro Group, Inc. is a mission-driven technology company delivering AI-enabled security and defense solutions, specializing in drone imagery processing for rapid identification of explosives threats. For more information, visit safeprogroup.com.
Crypto news breaks. SolarWinds Holdings, NASDAQ's WUWIN, launches Dubai Operations Center. Applies for DIFC asset management license. SolarWinds Holdings, a financial services firm specializing in traditional and digital assets, has launched its Dubai Operations Center and applied for a Category 3C asset management license from the Dubai International Financial Center. This move follows SolarWinds' recent collaboration with CITIC Construction in Saudi Arabia and aims to expand the company's compliant financial services presence in the Middle East. By signing a memorandum of understanding with a UAE-based enterprise, SolarWinds is accelerating market entry through established client networks. The choice of DIFC offers regulatory advantages, including a mutual recognition framework with Hong Kong Securities and Futures Commission, potentially streamlining approval in as little as 3 months. CEO Peter Locke emphasized that the new hub strengthens connectivity between the Middle East and Asia, supporting SolarWinds' vision for a cross-regional digital financial Silk Road.
Despite tariff reprieve, U.S. copper traders hike prices. Despite the tariff reprieve announced by President Trump, major electrical wire makers in America are hiking prices, indicating that consumers may face higher costs despite a decline in metal prices. Canada-based copper industry players like Aston Bay Holdings Ltd. will be closely monitoring the tariff situation as it could impact their operations. Investors can find the latest news and updates on Aston Bay Holdings Ltd. in the company's newsroom. Mining Newswire is a specialized communications platform focused on developments in the global mining and resources sectors, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions and tailored corporate communications solutions. For more information, visit miningnewswire.com. Terra Innovatum advances U.S. NRC licensing process for Solo Micromodular Nuclear Reactor, moving one step closer to commercialization. Terra Innovatum and GSR3 Acquisition Corp. have made significant progress in the U.S. NRC licensing process for the Solo Micromodular Reactor. By submitting technical documents and engaging with the NRC, they aim to streamline the review process. The NRC plans to issue a safety evaluation by April 2026. The Solo MMR, a 1-megawatt reactor, is designed for off-grid deployment with inherent safety features. Terra Innovatum's mission is to make nuclear power accessible through innovative and sustainable solutions like the Solo MMR, which is expected to be available globally within the next 3 years. Investor News Breaks, Wheels Up Experience Inc., NYSUP, sells three non-core businesses for $20 million to advance fleet modernization strategy. Wheels Up Experience Inc. has sold three non-core businesses for $20 million to enhance its fleet modernization strategy. the sale of Bain Simmons, Kenyan International Emergency Services, and Redline Assured Security will provide proceeds for reinvestment into the company's fleet modernization efforts and general corporate purposes. CEO George Mattson stated that the divestiture aligns with recent cost efficiency initiatives and supports Wheels Up's path to profitable growth. This transaction is part of ongoing efforts to streamline operations and advance the company's fleet simplification and modernization strategy. Tiny Gems Breaks, Kalidi Biotherapeutics Inc., NYSE American, CLDI, closes $6.9 million public offering, including full over-allotment option. Kalidi Biotherapeutics Inc., listed on the NYSE American as CLDI, has successfully closed a public offering, raising $6.9 million, which includes the full over-allotment option. The offering consisted of common stock units and pre-funded warrant units, with the company selling a total of 1,922,764 common stock units and 1,528,000 pre-funded warrant units. The offering also included 450,000 common stock units purchased under the over-allotment option. The common stock units were priced at $2 each, while the pre-funded units were priced at $199.99. The Series 1 warrants, exercisable immediately at $2 per share, will expire 5 years from issuance. Ladenburg Thalmann & Co. Inc. acted as the sole book-running manager for the offering, with Laidlaw & Company UK Ltd. serving as co-manager.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.